power metal. We are specifically with Reed Mullen, the drummer and vocalist, and from the metal giants, Corrosion of Conformity, in case you didn't know. I got three things that's called metal or myth. It's kind of like a true or false.
Okay.
You ready? So I pop them off, and if it's true,
yeah,
it's,
we can do that.
If it's true, it's metal. If it's false, it's myth.
Oh Jesus! All right.
Hey man, you're just a tad bit older than me, so I understand how much pressure I'm putting on you right now.
I'm a fucking drummer, dude. No drummer jokes. And I'm blonde too. That's a double whammy.
So the first one I got the first one I got is Corrosion.
Do you know the answers?
These are specifically from you, man. You get to clear the air for
yay,
whatever it is.
I win.
Corrosion of Conformity are the godfathers of hardcore punk rock in North Carolina.
Oh yeah, that's the truth.
That's a metal.
That's the truth, Ruth. Metal.
So number two, Karen Ludwig. She's been the catalyst to Corrosion of Conformity's success.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, metal. She was God. She was one of the most wonderful people I've ever met, and she was a big fan, and she helped us get our first big record deal with Relativity. I miss her.
That rolls into my number three, where it's metal or myth, where your mom and dad purchased the band's first touring van.
They did it. Yep, Sandy and Courtney Mullen, man. The Van of White is what we called it. It was an old Ford Econoline 150, total death trap. I can't believe we made it out alive. All those tours with DRI and Black Flag and all that shit. Jesus Christ.
So, metal. So following up with that, just for instance, because we're talking about our age here, what would be the most important piece of advice you could give a kid or kids right now that are in that first van that your parents bought for Corrosion and Conformity, but it's 2017?
Right. I know. We've been around for 30-something years. There's a lot of kids that weren't even born when they come to our shows when we first started. Advice, I would say, I mean, if you love it, if it's your passion and it's something you absolutely want to do, go for it. I mean, we're proof positive that if you stick with it, you can kind of make a little bit of a living and just travel the world and all that other kind of stuff. I mean, it's the best job I can imagine. Jesus fucking Christ. But it's hard. I mean, you really got to work. It's not like the old days when people would get giant record contracts and become rich and stuff like that. Now you have to go out and tour. I mean, you don't, it's not like when we were on Columbia, when they were just like throwing cash at us. I mean, now you've got to go for it. But Nuclear Blast are taking good care of us, man. They're super, super, super on it.
And that kind of leads me into number five, which is huge, is Corrosion of Conformity has found a solid home with Nuclear Blast Records.
Fuck yeah. Well, we're really proud of the album. I think I was telling somebody this yesterday that when I was getting the talking to Monty Connor from Nuclear Blast, we've known for beers and beers and beers, I promised him that we would give him killer fucking album. I think we did. I think it's fucking, yeah. It captures our live essence a lot more, I think. It's definitely energetic.
Well,
an old man like me playing them damn drums.
So that's metal?
Absolutely. Metal.
Awesome. And that's a huge thing with the new album coming out here in January, specifically on your guys' website. You got the new album coming out. You guys are touring with Black Label Society, I Hate God,
yeah,
and that thing. Oh man, I'm up here in Butte, America, Montana.
I know where Montana is. My uncle was a Episcopalian bishop up there, and he got defrocked because he was fucking his fucking women in his flock. he got kicked out.
Well,
they kicked his ass out.
So this is my last metal or myth question. Albatross is the number one played single in strip clubs worldwide.
What? You are no way. Oh, that is myth. That's got to be myth. But I like it.
The next part of this, man, is if you could. So if you could do, I've got two things here. So if you could do this, who would you do it with? Okay. So if you were to play Dueling Kits with anybody else from any era, any time frame, at any point in time, who would you want to be right next to when you're playing the kit?
Oh, without question, Matt Cameron. Oh, fuck yeah. I actually got to play with Soundgarden. We did a couple tours with them. I was bugging the shit out of them, telling them to play the first song from their first EP, Screaming Life. It's called Hunted Down. And I was like, why don't you guys fucking play this song? It's great. We were in Birmingham, England, and Chris came up to me and said, you're playing Hunted Down tonight. I said, what the fuck are you talking about? I said, you're playing Hunted Down. And he said, no, you're playing with us.
Wow.
I couldn't believe it, dude. The only thing that matches that is when we were on tour with Metallica on the Wise Blood tour. The same kind of thing happened. Hetfield, it was the very last show we were in Copenhagen, came home. And Hetfield comes up to me and says, you're playing Last Caress tonight. You're doing the Misfits song. Yeah, sure I am. I said, yeah, sure I am. He said, no, you're doing it, right? Huh? You know what it is? I was like, fuck yeah, dude. What you guys, I don't know, we must have done 60 shows together. I don't know, a million shows. So I knew they're set back and forth. So, yeah, he called me up. I think it was their first or second encore. He called me up, and, dude, I fucking killed it. Poor little Lars's drum kit was flying all over the place. And I knew the song after Last Caress was Master of Puppets because I watched that part of the set every night. So I have James, Jason, and Kirk gathered around me, waving me on to count off fucking Master of Puppets. And out my eyes, it was like dinner plates. So I was like, what? And they were like, oh, God. You know how Hetfield does it. Come on. So I'm about to fucking click off and start that motherfucker. And I get a little tap on my shoulder. And Lars is wagging his finger at me and going, no, no, no. You can do your little punk rock song, but you're not going to do that.
Awesome.
We've been fortunate. We've got to play with a tremendous amount of really cool people, cool bands, in a lot of different genres, too. You know what I mean? Very fortunate.
And that's
so blessed.
And that's what's so amazing. You guys, there's not, you don't have a label. That's the great part about what you guys have created and what you are.
I think the name is, I think it's accurate. You know, we can morph and do different types of music and it seems to work. So when we start getting a little more metal, some of the punks got bombed, but there's been a lot of fans out there that like the punk stuff, and then the Carl Blind album, and then the Pepper stuff. There's still quite a few of those, but whenever we'd make drastic changes like that, some of our fans would be crestfallen. We seem to have made it.
Yeah, awesome.
Got a lot of.
This is the next part is kind of a one word thing. So one word to describe, okay? And it's not going to be real challenging.
Oh Lord.
Yeah, I know you love this kind of stuff. One word. To describe your brothers in the band currently. Oh, let's start with Woody. One word to describe Woody.
Fifth grade. August 2.
Yes.
Sorry.
No, you're perfect, man. That's the history right there. It's fifth grade.
Yep.
How about Pepper?
Pepper. Pepper and I have had our ins and outs, but I love that guy to death. I was actually the one who got him into the band. He came out to try to sing for us. Well, I'm not giving you one name answer, am I?
It's okay. It's your deal. You say it whenever you want.
All right. He, believe it or not, tried out to sing for Faith No More before Patton. Obviously didn't get the gig. And then he and I had a mutual friend. He was a big COC fan, so he came to try out for us. and he was terrible. Oh my God, he was so bad. But he was such a bro. I asked the guys if they would, we could have a second guitar player. The funny thing is, Woody was adamantly opposed to it. Woody was like, fuck no, I'm the guitar player. And Woody doesn't get adamant very often. Obviously, it worked out. What should I say about Pepper? Wordsmith.
Yeah. He's good with his words.
Yeah, he's good with his words. I know good words.
How about my?
What Trump
how about
said?
Yeah.
I know big words. What did he say? So something like that.
Cafete.
I know words.
How about one word to describe Mike?
Oh, Jesus Christ. He's a complicated character. Intense.
Awesome. How about
intense.
One word to describe Reed?
Reed? Dork. Goofball. Lucky as fuck to be able to play with my brothers for 30-some years and enjoy every minute of it.
Yeah,
being in a band is like being married, though. I mean, but you're married to several people, like the Mormons. And, people go through problems with each other. And we've been fortunate and blessed that we always end up working it out, you know?
Right. It's a family.
It's a family. Fuck yeah, it is.
So a little bit about Nuclear Blast and what you guys are talking about. And this is the coolest part for me is I'm getting my pre-order in right now for the mail order edition box set.
Oh, you're getting the whole kit and caboodle?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, here's the thing is that we've been talking about this for a long time. It's so nice to, the vinyl is amazing because it's not compressed and it's not MP3 stuff. So, and the fact that you guys are offering just 500 copies of this with the CD digipack, the micro postcard, wall flag, wooden coaster, bottle opener, metal pin, and you get all that for just $40.
That was pretty good.
Man, that's awesome.
Yeah, man.
So the album is dropping in January. How excited are you guys to get out there and just really start doing it?
Oh, we're chomping at the bit, dude. I mean, we're so ready. The album was supposed to come out in November, but we took a little too long in 2017. So, we had to push it back to.
That sounds like a lead into interview part two.
how do I say this? Maybe I shouldn't.
No, it's family, man. It's family.
It was difficult for Pepper to make it to North Carolina a month. But it was worth it. It was fucking badass. And we worked with John Custer again, who's done everything since Blind. He's like a fifth member. He's like one of the bros, you know?
Right.
I mean, he knows this as well as anybody. And he's great. He's great at getting, like, the energy, the take. I mean, something might be, you can play stuff perfectly, and, sometimes it just sounds sterile. He's really good at getting that from us. He's been doing it since. Was that?
He knows how to find those scars and kind of scratch them and reopen them for you a little bit to get that artistry out for you.
Hey, exactly, dude. He's a fucking man. And he's actually a shredder, too. He's like an amazing guitar player. But, we love that guy, man. I couldn't imagine doing another, using a different producer than John Custer.
Well, specifically for me, Raven, and Power of Metal, I really want to say thanks, Reed, for you taking the time to do this with us today.
Thanks, Raven.
And pushing this, but it's been amazing.
Well,
and we're excited. Absolutely.
When are we playing Montana? When is it?
You guys aren't going to be in Montana. The problem is, man, is it's hard up here because the promoters and finding a venue. I mean, it's just a matter of...
Oh, I thought we were playing Montana.
I don't know if you guys are or not. I don't think you are, but if you are, I will absolutely be there. But it's difficult because we don't... The promoters up here and everything aren't in the guys at Logjam in Missoula are, I mean, they're the guys that had Behemoth and Lamb of God. You can talk to Randy. Randy loved it out there. Cause it's, I mean, you want to come out here and fly fish or do whatever you want. It's just, it's beautiful. And you have to ask them about playing at the little amphitheater out there and playing. So